This spring, 10 short-tailed albatross chicks were kidnapped from their nest on a remote Japanese island, then sent 300 miles away to a new home. The ambitious project to translocate the endangered birds began more than 10 years ago when a fishing boat off Alaska caught one on a long line. APRN's Jessica Cochran has more.
In 1995, Thorne Smith was working for the North Pacific Longliners Association when he got a call from a scientist friend.
He said, "Hey, Thorne, you guys just caught a short-tailed albatross. It's an endangered species. You better look out."
At that time, the last known count of the birds was from 1962, when the population was estimated at only 300. Smith was alarmed.
"If you're threatening an endangered species, you get shut down, period. Bango, gone."
Soon, the fleet came up with regulations requiring them to deploy streamers or tory lines on their boats to keep the birds from getting hooked as they tried to steal bait. And that has worked. Longline fishermen in Alaska haven't hooked a bird since 1998, but the albatrosses face another problem.
"These things live on this active volcano called Torishima, which means Bird Island, and it went off in 2002. Up half of the birds were not on the island. They're only there about half the year. But the Japanese scientists say that eventually it's going to go off when the birds are nesting there."
Torishima Island is the nesting site for the majority of the population. Scientists say it's due for a major eruption. But it's not just that it's volcanic. The nesting site is also steep. Heavy rains can wash eggs out to sea. Sometimes they just roll off. That's why, this past February, Rob Surian found himself hiking up a steep cliff on Torishima Island with two chicks strapped to his back. Not little chicks. They weighed between 8 and 11 pounds each. Surian says they're shaped like Hershey's Kisses. They were cozied into specially designed boxes with ventilation holes, their temperatures monitored constantly, and their human porters walked slowly, carefully, to avoid jostling them too much.
"When you handle them or approach them, they often will just regurgitate their stomach contents. And we did not want that to occur in the boxes because we wanted the chicks to keep what food they had, but also the regurgitation is often filled with very concentrated oils from fish oils, and that, as you can imagine, would really soil the feathers."
The idea is to try to establish another breeding colony on Mukojima Island. It's not volcanic and is protected for conservation. The Japanese have placed albatross decoys and play recordings of albatross calls to try to attract adult birds there to nest. But the birds return to breed where they were raised. So the 10 chicks from Torishima were flown by helicopter to Mukojima to be raised there by humans. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service biologist Judy Jacobs helped with the chicks on Mukojima.
"She's holding the beak of the chick open. You can see it's just a regular caulking gun that we load with, in this case, chopped or minced fish and vitamins made into a slurry with a Cuisinart, basically, and fill up the tube and just cock it right into the chick."
The chicks were between 4 and 6 weeks old when they were moved. Biologists hope that is just old enough that the birds will have imprinted and self-identified as albatrosses, but still give them almost 3 months in their new home before they take flight.
"And we're hoping that during that time they will actually imprint, if you will, on the location where they're being reared rather than where they were hatched."
For 2 years, Japanese and American scientists worked together, practicing raising albatross chicks with different species to get their technique down. This year's transfer of the short-tailed albatross chicks was big news in Japan. The effort was sponsored by a beer company, and the chicks' progress was covered by major newspapers and television stations. For 2.5 months, crews rotated through, carefully feeding the chicks, weighing them, and getting them ready to fledge, which they did between May 18th and 23rd, just a little earlier than their naturally raised counterparts on Torishima.
"To me, it seems like they were so well-fed and they were just so healthy that they were actually able to fledge a little bit earlier than the naturally reared chicks."
5 of the translocated chicks and 5 from Torishima were fitted with transmitters, so researchers can track their progress. Their position is recorded 6 times a day, and every 3 days, the data is uploaded via satellite. Rob Surian keeps close tabs on them.
"They're like young kids on the move. It's amazing how fast they travel and how much they wander and how much ground they cover each week. So it's always exciting to log in and see where the birds have gone in the past few days."
So far, the results are promising. 2 died early on, 1 from each group. But that's not surprising. They usually have a 75% survival rate. they're scattered across the Bering Sea, the Aleutians, and Russia's Kuril Islands. And the chicks raised by people are following the same migration patterns as the rest of the chicks. They're still acting like albatrosses, despite being fed by human hands. It will be another 4 or 5 years before scientists know whether the experiment worked. That's when these birds should return to breed. The scientists hope they'll return to their new home on Mukajima Island. For APRN, I'm Jessica Cochran.